Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you heard my visit last week from the Missouri State Fairgrounds with the Saline County pork producer.
We're here in Sedalia at the Missouri State Fairgrounds at the Pork Place. It is the Missouri Pork Association, their annual swine institute. I'm with Brent Sandage, Brent of Ham Hill Farms, a big hog producer in the Saline County. And Brent, you are on the executive board for the Pork Association. You've been a past president, is that right?
Past chairman of the board.
Past chairman of the board. Well, let's talk about this morning. We've had some great topics here so far. Looking forward to some this afternoon as well.
Yeah, we just had a guy talking about climate that's with the University of Missouri that was, you know, what kind of temperatures we can expect, how much moisture we can expect this next year. That was kind of interesting because it, you know, helps you plan, you know, how you're going to manage your farm. You know, kind of gives you an indication. So that was very interesting. And then Joe Zolovich was on just before that, an ag engineer with the University of Missouri. He spent quite a bit of time talking about solar power and, you know, how that can be used and whether it's financially beneficial. There's lots of things that go into that, whether it's a financially feasible thing to do. It was just good to have somebody that unbiased source that was presenting information that helped you analyze and look at it. So if you're even thinking about it, you'd have a more informed decision.
You know, it was interesting to me saying there, but it had to be to you. You're a big hog producer, and a lot of the electric concerns you talked about, how things can be affected as far as your electric bill and the different alternatives to electricity. I know that had to be very interesting for you.
Yeah, that was real interesting because we, on our pork operations, our use is pretty well stable there in our barns or whatever. We got fans that are running pretty well 24/7,
sure.
You know, and then in the wintertime they run less or whatever, but we use more heat and stuff like that during the winter. We also store a lot of grain, and so our peak times for grain, we're running fans on bins or whatever, you know, once harvest starts until here we get the grain all cooled down here in another month or so. So, and that's kind of interesting because things that are going on with your local co-op that you could run your fans at different times or whatever and stuff like that, that would help.
Well, as we close here, Brent, is there anything you'd like to add?
You know, the economy we're in right now with higher interest rates coming at us, costs are all going up on everything, being profitable, a bigger challenge right now.
Brent, they're calling us back in. Break's over with. I guess we'll have to end this interview, but I appreciate talking to you. I'll be down at the Big Pork Expo coming up in February. I'll talk to you then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What happened to the frog's car when it broke down? It was towed away. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.